In 1999, Florida ended affirmative action in state contracting, hiring, and college admissions, the only state to do so voluntarily. Florida lawmakers believed it was only a matter of time before voters or the federal courts would force them to dismantle affirmative action as they had done in California, Texas, and Washington. With race no longer a factor, civil rights groups have been especially watchful of Black and Latino enrollment at colleges and universities in all these states. And nowhere is the scrutiny more intense than in Florida, NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
You wouldn't know it just by walking around the University of Florida campus in Gainesville today, but racial tensions here recently have been as hot and heavy as Florida's summer air. Last fall, Black enrollment at the state's flagship institution plummeted, and civil rights groups were blaming the man responsible for banning the use of race, ethnicity, and gender in college admissions, Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Months earlier, Bush had predicted an increase in minority enrollment.
We're not moving one step back on the fight against racism and discrimination. There's not one single law that is being taken away here. What we're doing is expanding opportunities.
Today, minority enrollment statewide is as high as it's ever been.
Between 13 and 14% for Hispanics and between 19 and 20% for Blacks.
Carolyn Harrington, head of Florida Center for Educational Research and Policy Studies, has conducted the most exhaustive, independent study of minority enrollment since the so-called One Florida Plan went into effect.
My worst fears did not come to pass. I am quite surprised at how resilient minority enrollments have remained statewide despite the edict against using any sort of race-preferenced admission policies. I have the actual numbers.
Harrington, an assistant dean of education at Florida State University, says Governor Bush and state lawmakers dodged a bullet, in large part because they replaced affirmative action with a new admissions policy called the Talented 20. It guaranteed college admission to all high school students ranked in the top 20% of their graduating class. This allowed Blacks and Latinos who would have been admitted under affirmative action to get into any public university in Florida, except one. The University of Florida, the state's most selective public institution, can pick its entire freshman class from the top 10%.
A lot of talented 20 students don't gain admission here.
That's Bill Kolb, the University of Florida's director of admissions. He says that under affirmative action, the university could separate applicants by race and then pick the highest achieving students from each group. This assured that a certain number of Blacks and Latinos would be admissible, even if it meant turning down better prepared white students. The university does not consider students' race, ethnicity, or gender anymore, but Kolb says there are other factors.
These are factors such as low socioeconomic background, overcoming life's obstacles, coming from backgrounds where perhaps the parents didn't read to them when they were 4 years old.
To find and nurture these kinds of kids, the university has even adopted 5 predominantly Black high schools. It's bringing more minority 9th and 10th graders to campus for special summer courses and a rigorous college orientation that begins with calisthenics at dawn.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Like many of the teenagers in this group, Batalia Bess and Mike Ross say they're considering coming here.
I strongly believe that if we really work hard, we should be able to go anywhere that we choose.
Maybe by coming here, you can start making a difference. So I'm going to come regardless. I guess that's like the biggest thing. I've always wanted to be a Gator.
This is your last day of classes. Now, one lap.
The admissions policy at the University of Florida is now race blind. And yet, race has never been more important, says Sarah Myrick, editor of the student newspaper, The Independent Alligator.
Now we're in this phase where we're like, okay, we have to get so many minorities here, or we have to get so many of this kind of group of people here. They're waiting and waiting and waiting until the numbers come out and see how many students actually came here. And then they're like, whew, sigh of relief, we're okay.
Whew is right. After last year's huge drop, minorities in this fall's freshman class are up to about 8% Black and 12% Latino. But University of Florida law professor Kenneth Nunn says the university's good intentions are no substitute for a minority admissions policy with teeth.
That's what the issue is, because there isn't anything on the table that requires these institutions of higher education to admit a certain number of African American or Hispanic students. And that was the value of the affirmative action policies that we had before.
I agree with Dr. Nunn. There was a legal tool, and if you will, sort of a safety net that has been taken away.
Carolyn Harrington, head of Florida Center for Educational Research and Policy Studies, isn't so sure, though, that Florida's Talented 20 policy is bad policy.
Students who are coming from difficult neighborhoods and difficult school conditions but are rising to the top of their high school, to me, that's not a bad way of trying to identify minorities who are not as competitive using just a straight high school GPA and SAT.
The most far-reaching change that the Talented 20 policy could bring, educators say, is if it forces high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools to better prepare minority students for college. This did not happen under affirmative action, but it's the key. At Eastside High School, a few miles from the University of Florida campus, right at the edge of the Gainesville city limits, Principal Sandra Hollinger presides over summer school with an eye on the kids with the greatest needs. Most of them are black.
I have students here at Eastside High School that are trying very hard to go to college.
It's not race that's keeping these students from being successful, says Hollinger. It's poverty.
Those parents that have more, give their kids more, probably involved more, and those students are more successful. When we know this is true, how do you deal with that part of the inequity? I don't think the Talented 20 is the complete answer to this.
No, it's not. But according to a 15-member commission, the Talented 20 policy has been responsible for a record 40% increase in black and Latino enrollment in advanced placement and college prep high school courses throughout the state. And that is at least part of the answer. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Gainesville, Florida.